Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the show. Today is March 8th, 2015. I was watching a documentary, one of the many documentaries of World War II. This was concerning a lot of the people that were in concentration camps overseas, like the Nazi concentration camps, where people was, where thousands and some millions of people. They was worked to death, starved to death. Some were just outright killed, the ones that wasn't able to work. Ones that was able to be productive, they would just kill them or eliminate them and just dispose of them the best they could. I guess that's not a good word, but they had a problem. The Nazis that was running the camps, they had a problem. Can you imagine that? They had a problem disposing of people that was not productive or sickly or too old to work or what have you. And then if they died, it was so many of them that they had a problem disposing of these dead people. Now, this is not this is not a feel-good sermon. Matter of fact, people would say, well, that's not the gospel. Look, this, the whole world, there's a saying, old song or what have you, the saying about the God got the whole world in his hand. Well, he's got the good and the bad. And so this is reality. And it hasn't changed. So these people, these Nazi guards, wandered over these concentration camps, they had a problem disposing of these bodies. And they had some photographs of some of people, and I just, it's true, and it's a story that need to be told. A lot of us these days, we don't have a clue about what happened during World War One or World War Two. Now, we've had a lot of wars since then. We're still having them. People are dying and being killed and maimed and losing their arms and legs and whatever. In some parts of the world right now, there are people who are in prison and camps and so forth. But people today, Christians and other people and what have you, need to know what's coming ahead. Now, most of the churches, they want to preach, everything is good, everything is going to be good, and if anything turns bad or negative, that everybody's going to be, the Christians, is going to be raptured out of the world. it sounds good. You know, it sounds good, but it's basically a fairy tale. That's not what the scriptures say. Now, am I saying that it's impossible for people to be protected here on earth? No, I'm not saying that. But I'm just telling you the reality. It happened then. There were people, there were thousands and millions of people that was killed and tortured and what have you. But let me get back a minute to what I started to say about some of the pictures and the photographs of some of these things that had happened. I wouldn't even show any of the photographs on my website here, on my blog. I wouldn't show them. I mean, if you had ever seen pictures of these people, these dead bodies just stacked upon each other, just thrown out like tree limbs or stumps or trash or what have you. I mean, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people. They couldn't. These people, the Nazis that were running these camps and so forth, they couldn't dispose of their bodies fast enough. They didn't have no way to do it. They would burn them. They would dig mass graves with bulldozers and what have you, and just push people in there just like they were just cordwood or something. They used the ovens to burn. They would burn, and people were saying these things around. They burned and run 24/7. Now, there were some of the people that were Jews, there were prisoners of war, there was people that the Nazi regime referred to as undesirables or less than human or what have you. You know, it was people that were, you know, believed in different religions, Jehovah Witnesses. They had even the gypsies. There was Jews. And just anything that was not what the Nazis called members of the pure race, which they claimed to be. And so, you know, their intention was, intention was to rule the whole world and to get rid of people who they didn't think deserved to be on the planet. But I saw that, and every now and then I watch some of these, I mean, real clips, real photographs, real videos. They were old, but what have you. But to see these people, and the few that survived the Holocaust, after the war was over, to tell their story of things what happened, and then there were these photographs and videos that was taken. Some was people. They did it. Some people took them, which some of the military people, even the Nazis and so forth, you know, they filmed a lot of this stuff. They didn't intend for the outside world to ever see that. But a lot of the aftermath of it, the Allies photographers from the armies of Britain and the United States and what have you came in and took pictures of the aftermath. Matter of fact, when the Allied troops was a little ways off from these death camps when the war was ending, Dachau and so forth, Buchenwald, the Nazis tried to kill off as many of these people as they could because they didn't want any witnesses to tell what was happening, what had happened, and so they tried to kill, you know, they did this mass murders, as many people as they could kill before the troops come there and liberated the camps. And so that was another thing. By the time they got there, there was people that they had killed, these Nazis guards and so forth, had killed and had murdered, and by the hundreds and by the thousands, you know, that's what people do. You know, criminals, just plain old criminals, do the same thing. You know, they want to maybe rob somebody, break in somebody's house, or kill somebody, rob them, or what have you, and then they want to, you know, get rid of the evidence. They want to burn the house down, or what have you, bury their bodies, and so they did. These people did the same thing. Now, why am I saying this? There are things that are happening right now. The powers that be, this government here, the United States, and we are all involved with all these other different countries, Europe, all these other different countries over there, and everybody knows that we are trying to get this so-called one world government, a new world order, what have you. And what that means is they want to get everybody in all countries, instead of it being a United States of America, it's going to be these United Countries. We got what we call right now the United Nations, the different nations, United Nations, but they want to unite everybody, and they want to end up with one world government instead of having, you say, for instance, a person, you got a president of the United States or what have you, going to have somebody that's president of the whole, well, they won't call him a president, I don't know what they would call him, of the whole world, on the, over all these nations. And of course they will have these little puppet leaders of these different countries, United States, Canada, Germany, France, and what have you, but they would have one big leader over everything. This is what they're trying to get to. And you can forget about the Constitution of the United States, because it won't be one. It'll probably, they're trying to get a sort of a world constitution. And let me tell you something. You won't have any rights. It's whatever these people who is in charge, or whoever have the power, after they pass these laws and get these things set up, it won't be any United States as we know it now, and with our Constitution, of course we losing our constitutional rights all the time anyway. What we thought was our constitutional rights, these so-called Supreme Court judges and so forth, changing all of that already, and they're trying to have laws, enact laws in the United Nations that all countries are going to be subject to. So that's why I come on and I talk about these things. People, singing these feel good songs and so forth, and trying to make everybody feel good. That's good, to a certain extent, it's positive. But let's wake up and smell the coffee. Let's look at reality. Let's look at where we're going. And these people are taking us there gradually, and we're not watching. We're spending too much time on entertainment and sports these people who are in charge are the ones that have these plans. They want to lull us to sleep, and we don't know what's happening. We wake up, and every year we got this law is passed, that law is passed, and these people passing laws that we don't even know about. A lot of times it's the Congress and all these people, they're passing different laws, or they might pass a bill, and we just see see the outside of it, of two or three different, what they call, major points of the law. But they got thousands of pages of other little things that they'll put in that we don't even know about, and a lot of most of our freedoms and so forth come under this stuff. And these people, I don't care who it is up there in the White House, I don't care whether it's a Republican or whether it's a Democrat, most of these people, they might have a little the different presidents, they might have a little different agenda on a few things, but overall these people they dance to the music of the people who are in charge, the people who basically run the world. And believe me, it's not some president of the United States or of Canada or Germany. There's people that controls the money, and these bankers. That's what it's always have been. World War I, World War II, all of these wars. These people are the ones that basically rules the world. The people who have the money, and they can they hire, and they can pay for the armies. They pay for the armaments. We pay for the armaments, whatever, because every time he start these wars and so forth, we pay for it. We pay for the aircraft, the bombs, and the tanks, and the what have you. And this money goes into the coffers of these people who own these munitions plants and so forth. I think who was that? Was that Eisenhower said warned us about the military industrial complex. So we as a people here in America, and a lot of these I keep trying to talk to these churches, but folks don't want to listen. They want to people don't want to hear that. They want to hear, everything good. Well, everything is good. God is everybody's gonna prosper, and God is just looking at all the good stuff that that you should have, or if you don't have it, it's just because you don't have the knowledge of it. So, you know, the ministers and the preachers or what have you, they're gonna teach you how to do this. This is what people want. This is what people want to hear, and they don't want to pick up the Bible and study their Bibles and really check and find out what a lot of this stuff is the people are teaching them. And we'll past what I'm trying to say. We'll change so much stuff in the church from what it was when it started off back there when the apostles was here, and it just things start changing, you know, little bit at a time, generation after generation, change a little bit of this, change a little bit of that, and what have you, and then we are so far now from the real church, and we don't even know it, because I've said this many times and I still say it, you know, whatever we are born into basically seems natural to us. This is the way it was when I was born, so I guess it must be right. And we haven't studied history and checked out things to find out, is that really the way it's supposed to be? Now, you're not gonna find this in your local school system. I'm talking about this history. You got to go in the archives. You got to do research on your own and find out stuff, because all these public school system is trying to do, all they want you, you know, trying to get you to get a diploma here, you know, you get a high school education, and then, you know, you get a college degree or whatever. It's just for you to produce stuff. And that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. But if that's all you know, that's all you're learning, and they don't want you to know anything else, they call it an education. And a little dab of history that people know, it's basically nothing. So we won't try to teach people how to do something to, you know, make a living. You know, we want you to learn, you know, computer science. You know, we want to learn political science. We want to learn, you know, trade. We learn how to build cars. We want to build aircraft. We want to do this and that's basically it. But there's a lot more too. I mean, a lot of the stuff that you need to know, they're not gonna teach it to you. They don't teach it to you in school. They do not teach it to you in school, but it's going to affect you. That's why you got all this crime rate. You got people in prison and so. Why? Because they don't know anything else. The parents don't know anything else. They weren't taught anything else. They just was brought up in a system, and all they know how to try to do is, you know, get rich or die trying. I think what this guy 50 Cent or somebody said, and that's a lot of the people. You know, that's their philosophy. Now there are people out there who are trying to improve themselves and create businesses and so forth, and all that's good. But that's not going to be anything when you're not going to be in control of your own life or your own destiny. Do you know that there are things that people are doing behind the scenes and these big companies and so forth that you wouldn't even believe it unless you saw it yourself. I was looking at I'm kind of all over the place today, but I was looking at an article the other day, and it mentioned genetically modified babies. Now, you've heard of genetically modified foods, GMO food products and so forth, but it mentioned genetically modified babies. Now, that's not the nice name for it, but that's what it is, and they, matter of fact, they said that. And what that process and what that procedure is, they want to change and be able to modify DNA. They claim to be, it's supposed to be such a wonderful idea that if somebody is if your DNA in your system, two married persons or people or what have you, that they might their children may be prone to certain the type of diseases or what have you, and they can modify, genetically modify the DNA in this couples of that or maybe the fetus or whatever before it's born and change it to something else. But if you see where this is going, and trust me, it's not gonna just be for somebody that's trying to keep somebody from having a certain type of disease. People gonna try to genetically modify their children. In other words, somebody say, "Well, gee, me and my husband were thinking that we want to have a child, and we want him to be a super athlete. Maybe we want a Michael Jordan basketball player, or we want a somebody that's some swimmer or something, that won the Olympics and 10 or 12 times and what have you. We can buy this DNA from this person, and we can modify the DNA of our unborn child or whatever, so they can, they won't create these super babies or whatever. And it's coming to that. And people who have money, and they gonna try to do that. They gonna say, I want my child to have blue eyes or what have you. Be inclined to athleticism. So this is what people. What are they gonna try to create a super army of certain raise up the hey? You don't know what's going on behind closed doors and in these places that you go and you see these buildings, don't have no windows in there, they don't have no this and that, and they supposed to, you maybe have one little old sign outside says something, and these people, these researchers and so forth, you'll be surprised at what they're trying to create. And this comes back to something else. You see a lot of these missing children, they just disappear. My 8-year-old was on the way to school one morning, and three blocks away, whatever, just disappeared. Haven't seen him, in the last 7-8 years. What happened to these kids? A lot of them are you know, been kidnapped and sexually abused, killed, and murdered, or whatever, by a lot of perverts, but a lot of them are not. These kids are being taken away. Now, I can't prove it, but I've seen a lot of evidence that points to that experimenting and breeding these children. A lot of little these babies that disappear, or a little 2 or 3 year old child or whatever. So it's stuff that's going on in the world that you wouldn't even believe that's going on. And it's not, you know, just some bums out here that's doing this. These are people that are in high places that's doing a lot of this stuff. Well, I see my time is about up. See you next time. God bless.